After 21 months of revolt, Syria's healthcare system is collapsing. According to a new report by the World Health Organization, half of the country's public hospitals have been destroyed in the fighting. Pharmacies are running out of medicine for even the most basic care. In rebel-held areas, field clinics and hospitals are overwhelmed. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Antakya, Turkey, a group of Syrian-American doctors has stepped in to help, bringing crucial supplies and training.
In a hotel ballroom, Dr. Mazen Kiwara, in a blue surgical gown, slices open a dead sheep with a sharp surgical blade.
For a vascular surgery, this sheep, like a dummy.
What are you showing them how to do?
We will make a clown being like a man.
He's surrounded by Syrian doctors who watch as Kiwara, a vascular surgeon, demonstrates how to stitch a torn blood vessel. These surgeons have seen plenty of the real thing. This doctor works in northern Syria on the Turkish border in a field hospital.
Yeah, it's a new hospital there. We started maybe just for 20 days.
His patients are often rushed from the city of Aleppo, where airstrikes and artillery shells tear bodies apart.
My name is Khabat, Dr. Khabat.
Dr. Khabat.
It's my name. It's my real name.
Other doctors here don't give their names because they work further inside Syria and ask not to be identified. There are 29 Syrian surgeons at this course, and they're here to carry back supplies and learn everything they can from this American team. Dr. Ahmed Nasser, a spinal surgeon who works at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, leads a workshop on shattered bones.
One of the things that they desperately need is anesthetic supplies, and they just don't have them.
He shows them how to use something called a fixator with pins that screw right into the fracture so the patient can be stabilized and moved.
I'm teaching them techniques how to put fixators on without any numbing medication, and it's a pretty cruel way to do it, but the anesthesia should really be kept for patients that really need it for, you know, invasive procedures.
These American surgeons have learned, too, about how to adapt trauma medicine practiced in well-run U.S. hospitals for Syrian surgeons who now often operate without electricity or running water.
I think given the resources that they have, they're extremely creative and extremely gifted.
But even a week of intense workshops, says Dr. Nasser, only slightly changes the odds.
So there will be patients that will die, that would not die in any civilized country. And it's not because these are not good doctors, it's because they don't have the resources to take care of these patients, even the most basic things.
Some basics come along with this course. The Americans arrived with suitcases filled with surgical scissors, bandages, splints, and portable ultrasound machines.
Oh, many patients. We cover a big area.
This 29-year-old, Dr. Mohammed, is a neurosurgeon from the town of Kafr Anbol. He says he's the only neurosurgeon left in all of northern Syria. And he says even these basic tools can make his practice better.
Yes, of course, of course. Like the drill for
the brain.
Yes, yes, yes. I didn't have one, and it's a manual, but right now I get it. I hope I can help people to live, and this is the main goal that we are working for.
Helping people to live, that's the goal that all of these doctors share. One of the Americans, Louay El-Khattab, is from Michigan. He's an interventional cardiologist. When people have heart attacks, he explains, I'm the guy who comes in the middle of the night. He says he's been moved by the bravery of these doctors, working for more than a year without pay, taking the same risks as their patients. He's also outraged, he says, that the international community has done so little to help them.
The question is, why is it so hard to get supplies to those hospitals? It's hard to get the supplies in, it's hard to get the money for the supplies, and that part is truly, truly devastating. You gotta give me a minute.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Antakya, Turkey.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR.